啊，我们今天继续在历代志上开头那几章来留意。
So today we'll continue to look at the first few chapters of the First Chronicles.
啊，我们实在感谢我们的主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
因为他把他自己做工的那个心思和他所做成的那个工作记录下来。
Because he has recorded the heart of his work and his words.
啊，在我们所看过的。
From what we have read.
我们留意到神按照他所安排的来数算他所拣选的人。
That we can see in God's arrangement, he was there to count those who he has chosen.
啊，所以在开头那九章好像都是家谱类的内容。
So from the first nine chapters, it's as if they are all like genealogy.
但是如果我们细细读进去的话，你看见不是那么家谱那么简单。
But if we read it carefully, we'll see that it's just not simply the genealogy.
因为在里头是把神心里头的那些感觉，或者说他心里面的那个意念，透过这一些手点来发表。
Because within all these, we can see this is the expression of God's heart through all this counting.
弟兄姊妹，你可以看到一件事情。
And brothers and sisters, you can see this.
如果你看神的手点，那个重点是在国度的这一个范围里。
If you can see in God's counting, the focus is in the area of the kingdom.
所以与国度有关的那些数点，或者说数算是比较明确的。
So the counting, the remembrance that has to do with the kingdom is more evident.
啊，但是国度不单是一个权柄的问题。
The kingdom is not a matter of authority.
也是一个在神面前的侍奉的问题。
But it's also service before the Lord.
所以我们很清楚地看见在神的这些数点的里边，那有两条线是非常明确的。
So we can see two lines very often in the counting of the Lord.
一条是做王的线。
One is the line of kingship.
一条是祭司的线。
And the other one is the priesthood.
或者说立位人的线。
Or the line of the Levite.
那当然做王的线，那是以犹大支派为主体。
For the line of the kingship is the focus is in Judah.
服侍的或是敬拜的是立位支派做主体。
And for ministry or worship is the focus is on the Levites.
那然后弟兄姊妹，你就看到神那个数算的里边呢。
And then we can see within the counting of God.
又有一些次序的问题给我们该留意到的。
And we need to pay attention to some order.
因为神这样的数算不是按照以色列十二个支派生来的次序来数点。
Because the count of the Lord is not according to the birth orders of the sons of Israel.
但是又不是完全按照那个属灵的那个光景的次序来数点。
But it's also not entirely depend on the spiritual conditions.
而他数点的那一个次序呢，如果我们细心一点的话，你立刻可以发觉那是根据与神的旨意发生关系的那个结果来做那个数点的次序。
So if you look at the counting, the order has to do with the results of God's will.
当然一看到这一个与神那永远的旨意的有发生关系的，那一个就是国度的问题。
So one that has to do with the eternal will of God is the kingdom.
在国度的里边就引出了一个能不能享用国度的问题。
So within the kingdom, it brings forth one question, is whether you can enjoy the kingdom.
如果转到那一个服事的那一方面。
And if you go to the area of worship.
我们很清楚的都懂得服事是根据生命。
Or the area of service is based on life.
那因此在服事的那一方面，那个数点，你留意到数得很细。
So in the area when it comes to the service, you can see that the count is very detailed.
和其余细到一个地步，比犹大支派的数点还要细。
So details compared to the counting of Judah, it has more details than the counting of the tribe of Judah.
那因为在服事的次序上面很高的一个要求乃是
And
in, 你凭什么?
In the order of service, that's one very high condition is what are you based on?
凭生命。
It's based on life.
凭神的怜悯。
Based on the mercy of God.
凭神的怜悯是神向着人打开的那一面。
It's based on the mercy of God is what the door opened by God.
凭生命乃是人在神面前所站的那一个地位。
And based on life, it has to do with the position of man before God.
我们待会看到利未支派的那一件事的时候，我们再详细看。
And later on, when we read what happened to the tribe of Levi, we'll look at it in detail.
那现在弟兄姊妹，你看到了。
And last time, brothers and sisters, you can see.
在犹大支派数算过以后，引出了大卫。
So after the counting of the tribe of Judah, it brought forth David.
那犹大支派的数点就告一个段落。
So that's the end of the counting of the tribe of Judah.
那然后弟兄姊妹你留意了。
And then brothers and sisters you can see this.
那接下去是数点谁呢?
Who was there to be counted after that?
是数点离弃了神的应许的那一些支派。
It was the counting of those tribes who have abandoned the promise of God.
所以就说你忘在犹大支派数算过了以后，头一个给点出来的是西面。
So after the counting of the tribe of Judah, the first that was counted is Simeon.
西面嘛，等在后边我们再详细看。
And then we'll look at this tribe later on in detail.
现在我只是提出。为什么提出西面?
Right now, I would just point out why we're talking about Simeon.
弟兄姊妹，你要留意这一点的时候，你不能不注意雅各临终以前对十二个支派的宣告。
So if you want to look at this, you have to pay attention to the last proclamation of Jacob before he died.
那是在创世纪48章吧。
Which was recorded in Genesis chapter
48. 那里就提到西面支派，你细细看雅各那个宣告，西面支派是接受一个咒诅。
And if you look at the proclamation of Jacob, you can see the Simeon, the tribe is to be cursed.
而不是在那里宣告祝福。
It's not there to proclaim blessing.
而是在那里宣告一个咒诅。
But it's there to proclaim a curse.
但是那个咒诅又不是很厉害很厉害的咒诅。
But the curse is not a very severe one.
乃是宣告他们要失去了在神应许里头给他们的那一份的祝福。
But it's there to say that they would lose the blessing that God has promised.
雅各当时的一个咒诅不是单单落在西面支派的身上。
But the curse of Jacob is not just solely upon Simeon.
是同时也落在利未支派的身上。
But it's also on the tribe of
Levi. 我们会提一下那里。
Let's go review it.
好掌握到这样的一个事实。
So that we can get a good grasp of the facts.
创世纪。
In Genesis.
49章不是48。
Chapter 49.
是给那两个小孩的祝福。
Chapter 48 is about the blessing for those two children.
我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
西面和利未是弟兄，他们的刀剑是残忍的器具。我的灵啊，不要与他们同谋，我的心啊，不要与他们联络，因为他们趁怒杀害人命，任意砍断牛腿大筋，他们的怒气暴烈可咒，他们的愤怒残忍可作，我要使他们分居在雅各家里，散住在以色列地中。
Verse 5, Simeon and Levi are brothers, the source of weapons of violence. Let me not enter the council, let me not join the assembly, for they have killed men in their anger. and hamstrung oxen as they pleased. Cursed be their anger so fierce, and their fury so cruel. I will scatter them in Jacob and disperse them in Israel.
弟兄姊妹就知道雅各给他们这样的一个、不是祝福的宣告。
That Francis can see that Jacob gave them this proclamation that's not a blessing.
那是因为他们兄弟俩啊，在事件逃上了人家整个城里头的人那一件事引出来的。
And it was because they killed the whole city of Shechem.
所以雅各在那里就宣告了一个神对他们的可以说是一个惩治。
So Jacob says to proclaim the punishment of God.
他们可以在雅各家享用雅各家里边所有的祝福。
So they can enjoy all the blessings of under the house of Jacob.
但是他们却没有条件去承受他们该有的地业。
But they did not have the conditions to receive the inheritance.
或者说是他们的产业。
So inheritance of that there.
那这事情我们在以后就看到了。
So these we'll see later on.
那现在在这里就提到西面。
But now here it's mentioned Simeon.
他没有提，还没有到那一个，还没有到那个完全的分散。
And it's not a complete scattering.
但是弟兄姊妹们，你来注意。
But brothers, we need
to know. 从第四章的二十四节开始。
From verse 24 of chapter 4.
到第四章的末了，都是说到西面的支派的。
Until the end of chapter 4 is all about the tribe of Simeon.
那记在西面支派那个工作用在哪里呢
？And what is the function of recording？
因为在后边也再提他们一次。
Because later on it's mentioned once more。
那这里提的跟底下提的有什么不一样呢
？So what's mentioned here compared to what's mentioned later on？
这里提的就提出了一个事实。
What's the difference? And here it mentioned the fact。
他们怎么失去了神的祝福
？It's how they lost the blessing of God.
也就是说他们在神面前怎么失落了神的应许。
Or in other words, how they lose the promise of God.
那24节以后就说到西面的支派的人。
From verse 24 on, it's about the people of the tribe of Simeon.
那弟兄姊妹你注意了 有几个地方我不能每一个都看了因为有一些我们实在也不知道也没有资料去看它。
We cannot look at all of it because for some we don't have the information.
啊，但是里头有些字句是和雅各那次的宣告是连上那个关系的。
But there are some places here it has to do with the proclamation of Jacob.
那我们读到约书亚记的时候，我们晓得。
When we read the book of Joshua.
当以色列人进到迦南以后。
When the Israelites entered to the land of Canaan,
他们是研究来分配那个地，那个地业的。
They cast lots for the inheritance.
西面在那个时候有没有分到呢
？So did Simeon get a share?
有。
Yes, he did.
他们有他们的一份。
They have their own portion.
如果按照当时他们所分到的
，According to what they had,
他们所有所分到的就在犹大的南边。
It was in the south side of Judah.
那正好就是说犹大和埃及把西面夹在当中
and it's between Egypt and Judah
那西面他们是分到产业的
and Simeon they have their inheritance
也的确在那里居住了一阵子的
and they have dwelt there for a long time
那所以弟兄姊妹你留意了
so my sister take note
留意31节
First 31.
那三十一节以上就一直数算到西面家的家族和他们的地业。
So before verse 31 is about Simeon, his household and the inheritance.
那三十一节的下半。
But from verse 31 on.
这些城邑，直到大卫做王的时候，都是属西面人的。
All these towns until the reign of David is about the people of Simeon.
他们实实在在在那里承受了产业的。
Indeed, they have gained the inheritance.
没有得不着产业的。
It's The none of them have not gained the inheritance.
并且他们住在那个地区里头呢。
But they, and then they also live in those areas.
还有一句话是让我们很清楚的看到的。
And there are some words that can let us see very clearly.
那是33节的最末了的那一句。
Which is the last words of verse 33.
他们都有家谱。
And they kept a genealogical record.
那就是说到在这一个地区里头的那个西缅人不是假冒的西缅人。
Which is to say, these Simeans that dwell there, they are not the fake ones.
是实实在在的西缅人。
They indeed Simeans.
那所以说到西缅人，他们进了迦南以后，他们很具体的、很实际的承受了那一个产业。
So the descendants of Simeon, they have indeed received the inheritance.
啊，但是到后来你就看到。
But then later on you can see.
上头就说，直到大卫做王的时候，他们还在那里。
It says, before this says that until the reign of David, they were there.
那大卫做王以，过了大卫做王以后呢
？So after the reign of David，
这里是没有再说。
It didn't say it anymore。
但是我们读列王记的时候
，But when we read the book of Kings，
或者说读以后历代志以后的那些事情的时候
，Or was recorded later on in the book of Chronicles，
我们就晓得
，Then we'll see，
在所罗门的儿子罗伯安做王以后。
After the reign of Rehoboam, the son of Solomon,
以色列就分裂成为南国和北国。
That Israel was divided into the north and the south kingdom.
南国只有两个支派。
The south kingdom only has two tribes.
那就犹大和便雅悯。
Which is Judah and Benjamin.
北国就是另外那十个支派。
And then the northern kingdom is the other 11 tribes.
利未人是分散在他们当中。
The Levites are scattered among them.
当这个时候，弟兄姊妹，你记得。
And brothers and sisters, you need to remember this.
西面的产业是在犹大的南边。
The inheritance of Simeon is at this, in the south part or south of Judah.
但是到分裂了以后呢
？And after it was split up,
南边就没有西面的立足点了。
In the south, there's no place for Simeon.
因为南国只是犹大跟便雅悯两个支派。
Because in the southern kingdom, it's only Judah and Benjamin.
那西面支派上哪去呢
？So where did Simeon, the tribe, go?
都跑到北边去了。
It went to the northern side.
这个是一个比较大的场景。
And this is a rather big area.
那个情况。
Oh, this is the condition.
但是这里又再提到，等到西西家做王的时候。
And now when it comes to Hezekiah, when he becomes king.
就是跑到北边的西面人。
The people of Simeon, they went to the northern side.
又发生了另外一些事情。
And something else happened.
是他们去欺负人。
Which is they are picking on some people.
他们离开了北国。
They departed from the northern kingdom.
就到什么地方去呢
？And where did they go？
他们就说往平原的东边去。
They went to the east side of the land.
所谓平原就是那个以色列平原的东边，那就是约旦又过了约旦河。
Which is the east side of Israel, which is across the river Jordan.
或者没有过约旦河，也是靠近约旦河，反正就是在以色列平原的。
It is about around where the River Jordan is. It's where the flatland.
然后后来呢
？And then later on，
他又跑到韩族的人那边去。
And then they went to where the Hamites are.
后来呢，他们又上到西尔山去，那就进到了西乃旷野。
And then they went to the desert of Sinai.
完全离开了迦南地。
And they completely departed from the land of Canaan. 那就
说你看到西面支派整个的在这里所记述的乃是他们分散了。
So what's recording here is that the tribe of Simeon, they have scattered.
部分留在以色列但是却没有自己的地业。
Part of it remained in Israel, but they didn't have their own inheritance.
部分跑到旷野里边去，成了另外， 好像成了另外的一个民族， 反正就是跟以色列， 跟雅各家脱了节。
And part of it went to the wilderness, so it's as they have departed from Jacob.
那因此弟兄姊妹呢， 我们就看到一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, we can see one thing here.
西面家是给分散的。
The tribe of Simeon, it was scattered.
这一个分散是应验了雅各的那个宣告。
So this scattering is to fulfill Jacob's proclamation.
那从雅各那个宣告里边看这个历史的事实。
So when we look at Jacob's proclamation, to look at this historical fact.
那我们看到西面, 他原来是有所得的。
So we can see that Simeon, it actually had gained something in the beginning.
但是过了一阵子,
But after a while,
就引出一个结果是完全脱离了神的应许。
That it brings forth a result that he has completely departed from God's promise.
这个是西面支派。
This is the tribe of Simeon.
那所以从这里我们就看到一件事情。
So from here we can see this matter.
接上犹大支派的神的那个属点是属点一个与犹大支派来相比的其他的支派。
So after the counting of the tribe of Judah is the counting of those tribes that has to be compared with the tribe of Judah.
那当然犹大的支派的最后的结果还是不行的。
So of course the end results of the tribe of Judah is not good.
但是到以色列国建立的时候,
But after the kingdom of Israel was established,
很显然的我们就看到, 当神的那个国度的影儿出来的时候, 有一批本来应该在国度里头的百姓确实脱离了神的应许。
So we can see that after the shadows of God's kingdom has manifested, that the people, the part of the people who are supposed to be in God's kingdom, they have departed.
如果从神那个计划上面来看, 这是一个大事。
So from the plan of God, from this point of view, this is a great matter.
但是光是西面支派, 它的结果, 我们还不能这样快下这个结论。
But we cannot really come up with a conclusion just based on this tribe of Simeon.
说神这一个属点呢, 是从成就神的旨意到脱离神的旨意。
And we cannot say that this is from the counting is from the fulfillment of God's will to the departing of God's will.
但当我们一进到第五章的时候，你就很清楚看见了。
But when we enter into chapter 5, we can see very clearly.
第五章首先就说到，如果按照生来的次序，流便是应该站在长子的地位。
It says that Reuben, according to the birth order, that it should be in his position.
但是因为他愚昧做了神不喜悦的事情，因此他失去了他的名分。
But because of his foolishness and he has done something that does not please God, that he has lost his birthright.
这是一个离弃神的旨意的那个结果了。
This is the result of departing from God's will.
就因着从流变 一点就点出约旦河东的那两个半支派。
So because of Reuben, it has pointed out those two tribes that are on the east of River Jordan.
那这约旦河东那两个支派,
And the two tribes on the east of River Jordan,
他们并不是说在神面前不蒙纪念。
It's not that they were not remembered by God.
神也纪念他们。
God remembered them.
但是问题是在哪里?
But the problem is here.
神纪念我。
That God remember me.
我不纪念神,
but I don't remember God.
那在这样光景的底下,
and under this condition,
我还能长久在神的纪念里吗?
Can I continue to be in God's remembrance?
那当然,如果你从永远的角度来看, 神早晚还是显明他的怜悯。
If we look at it from the eternity point of view, that God sooner or later will continue to manifest his mercy.
但是你看到在眼见的那个短暂的里头呢?
But from a short time, for a short period of time,
神在离弃他的 人的身上，神会显出他的管理。
That God will manifest His discipline on those who depart from Him.
当然说的严格一点。
And to put it more solemnly,
神会给他们管教。
That God will punish them.
再严重一点。
To be more severe,
神会给他们鞭打。
That God would scourge them.
那现在我们看，约旦河西河东的那两个半支派就是这种光景。
So now we look at the two tribes on the east of the River Jordan. Is in
然后约旦河东这两个半支派加上西面支派，很清楚给我们看到，当数算王和侍奉神的人的当中，就加上这一段的数点。
So when we look at the two tribes on the east of River Jordan and the tribe of Simeon, we can see that when we look at the kingship and those who serve the Lord, there's something in here.
是弟兄姊妹，你注意。
So brothers, take note.
在第五章里头数算这两个支派。
In chapter five,
两个半支派。
Chapter five is the counting of these two and a half tribes.
数算到哪里为止呢？
And where does it end?
数算到。
Verse 22.
我们留意最末了的一句。
Let's take a look at the last sentence.
他们就住在敌人的地上，直到被掳的时候。
And they occupied the land until the exile.
那这是头一次提到这两个啊，这这个这两个两个半支派。他们的结果。
This is the first time they mentioned the results of these two and a half tribes.
但是只是一个结果。
But it's only the result.
没有说出为什么会发生这样的事。
It did not tell us why that it would happen.
但是到了二十五节。
But when we go to verse 25.
弟兄姊妹你注意。
My sisters take note.
二十五节以前说到他们那些人都是大能的勇士，是有名的人。
That before verse 25 says, all these people are brave warriors, they are famous men.
那如果是这样的话，他们的结局不应该是被掳。
If it was the case, then the result should not be in exile.
只能够是他们去掳人。
It would only that they will carry people into exile.
但事实不是这样。
But the facts are not like this.
因此我留意25节了。
When sisters take note of verse 25,
他们得罪了他们列祖的神。
That they were unfaithful to God, to the God of their fathers, and prostituted themselves to the gods of the peoples of the land.
好了，那就引到二十六节。
And then it leads to verse 26.
故此，以色列神就激动亚述王普勒和亚述王提格拉皮尼舍的心，他们就把黎巴人、加德人、马拿西半支派的人掳到哈列、哈伯、哈拉与歌山河边，直到今日还在那里。
So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul king of Assyria, that is Tiglath, Pileser king of Assyria, who took the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half tribe of Manasseh into exile. He took them into Halah.Habor, Harar, and the river of Gozan, where they are to this day. When God was there to write the journals of his work, when he wrote about these two and a half tribes, he ended when they were sent into exile. So we need to take a good grasp of this matter. And then you look at the nine and a half tribes of Israel.
你说以色列北国以色列不是后来也是给掳掠了吗？
And you say that isn't the northern Israel they were sent to exile later on?
就是犹大也不是给掳到巴比伦去了吗？
Even Judah they were sent to exile to Babylon.
整个神在历代志上面所记录上来的那个日记，神失败了。
That it seems as a God has failed in the recording of the book of Chronicles.
是不是这样呢？
Is it like this?
有什么很有意思的？
But this is very interesting.
如果你真的留意圣灵怎么来把神的那个日记记下来。
If you truly look at how the Holy Spirit has put into the journals.
你留意这两个半支派的结果。
That look at the two and a half tribes that result.
他们被掳了。
that they were sent to exile until today.
那犹大被掳到巴比伦去呢？
And what Judah was sent to exile to Babylon.
我们看看历代志下。
Let's look at 2 Chronicles.
最末了的时候。
At the very end.
你看到什么呢？
And what do you see there?
22节 波斯王古列元年耶和华为要应验借耶利米口所说的话就激动波斯王古列的心使他撒诏通告全国说波斯王古列如此说耶和华天上的神已将天上万国赐给我又祝福我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇你们中间凡做他子民的可以上去愿耶和华
Verse 22, in the first year of Cyrus king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus king of Persia to make a proclamation throughout his realm and put it in writing. This is what Cyrus king of Persia says, The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah. Any one of his people among you, may the Lord his God be with him and let him go up.
弟兄姊妹，你看到那个区别没有
？My sister, do you see the difference?
没看到这两个半支派，在当时的那一个情形来说，就是没有前途的。
You see that these two and a half tribes at the condition at that time, it seems like they didn't have a future.
到此为止了。
It ends there.
啊，当然我们不是从永远到永远去看这个。
Of course, we're not looking it from eternity to eternity.
是看这个作为。神的国度的影子的这个由以色列国这一个段这个时段里头来看这件事
We're looking at Israel as a shadow of God's kingdom at this period of time to look at it
西面支派那两个半支派没有前途了
That the tribe of Simeon and the two and a half tribes they did not have a future
因为他们被掳直到今日
Because they were sent to exile until that today.
但是犹大被掳呢?
But when Judah was sent to exile,
你看到那一个那个叫历代志的末了的时候,
you see the end of the Chronicles.
你看到转机,
and you see there's a change.
你看到恢复,
you see there's a revival.
谁给他们转机呢?
And who gave them this change and this revival?
眼见里边是古列。
In human eyes, it's the Cyprus king.
实际里面是神自己。
But in reality, it's God himself.
弟兄姊妹就看到了。
Verses then you can see.
这真是神做工的记录。
It's indeed the recording of God's work.
神做工的那个日记。
That is journal of his work.
是神在那里按照他自己的定义来引领他的子民一步一步的走回他自己的
It's God according to his will to bring his people step by step back to his will.
Oh, 我们是在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we thank our God.
因为在他永远的计划的里头。
Because in his eternal plan.
虽然在人中间有一段一段一段的工作的段落。
Even though in men there are stages of his work.
但是你能很清楚看见所有的工作的段落里头神在那里负责的。
But we can see all the stages of his work. He's there to take up the responsibility.
神在那里显明他的管理。
That God's there to manifest his sovereignty.
一些弟兄们喜欢用神就是喜欢在那里显明他的政治的。
That God is there to show his government.
而我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
我是不大喜欢用 government 的那一个说法。
I do not like the saying of government.
但是我们不能不留意到神的那个管理的权柄。
But we have to pay attention to the authority of God's governing.
那当神的旨意在地上执行的时候。
When God's will is executed on earth.
一面他负责在那里显明他要做的做成。
On one hand, he's there to manifest that he's responsible.
如果从当时的那个以色列的时段来说，大卫建立以色列国那个事情是没有 因着环境而给阻挡，不成为事实。
From the period of Israel that God was there to, David was there to establish the kingdom, it was not obstructed by the difficulties.
但是那些不愿意跟随神的定义，也不愿意接受神的权柄的神的百姓呢？
But for God's people who do not want to follow His plan,
神也不勉强他们。
That God would not force them.
你们不喜欢跟随，那你们就走你们自己的路。
If you don't want to follow, you can walk your own way.
但是你必须自己承担那个结果。
But you have to take up your own responsibility.
我们实在感谢我们的主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
所以，当我们是这样来看到启示录里头神的那一个数点呢？
So when we look at the counting,
我们是在看到是神做工的那个方法。
We can see that it's indeed the way of God's work.
也看到神的权柄和能力。
We can see His authority and His power.
那好，那关乎做王的这个部分，我们算告一个段落。
So we'll end here about the topic of kingship.
那我们来到第六章。
So we go to chapter 6.
那第六章就开始来数点利未的后代。
Chapter 6 is the beginning of counting the descendants of Levi.
你看数点利未的后代呀，数点的很详细的。
The counting of the descendants of Levi is very detailed.
一章数算不完。
And in one chapter, it cannot conclude.
还连到那个比撒。
And it continues on.
到了第九章的时候，又拿很多的篇幅来说到与利未人有关的事实。
And in chapter 9, there's also many words to describe things that are related to the tribe of Levi.
那我们就来看看，当神来那里记录这个利未的人的时候，神怎么记录法？
So now let us look at how God records the things related to Levi.
刚才我们提到，
and we have mentioned this earlier.
那利未支派，他们特别给神来数点。
The tribe of Levi is specially counted by God.
乃是因为这个支派是神把他们分别出来，作为一个侍奉神的人。
Because this tribe was separated by God to be a tribe to serve the Lord.
所以我们可以说是在历代志的整卷书的里头，另外的一条线上所表达的。
Then we can say in the entire book of Chronicles, this is another line.
我们说过了，第一条线是王。
We mentioned that the first line is the king, kingship.
第二条线是祭司。
The second line is the priest or those who serve the Lord.
现在我们来留意了，我一说弟兄姊妹，你马上就发觉了。
When I mention this, Francis, you immediately find out this.
你看，在利未支派的数点的里头，
in the counting of the tribe of Levi,
是不是数点的很细很细？
Is it very detailed?
谁生谁，谁生谁，谁生谁？
Talks about who begets who, who begets who.
很清楚的在那里点出来。
And very clearly,
你看以往，就算是犹大支派，也没有那么详细的，一代一代一代的说到圣殿的侍奉。
And we look at it in the past, and the county of Judah is not as detailed as this one. That what each generation is mentioned.
在犹大支派里边，很注重的是数点。引出大卫的那一个系列。
That in the count of the tribe of Judah, the focus is on counting to the line that brings forth David.
虽然是引出大卫，但是那个数点还是比较粗一点的。
Even though it brings forth David, but the counting is not as detailed.
但现在你来看利未人的数点的时候，
when we look at the counting of the tribe of Levi,
就数点的很细很细。
The counting is very detailed.
谁生谁，谁生谁，谁生谁。
And who begets who?
这就是我们刚才特别说的。
And this is what we especially mentioned early on.
提到侍奉 神的这一件事的时候，
when we talk about the service to the Lord,
我们绝对不能忽略那一个侍奉的根据乃是生命。
We cannot ignore the basis of service is life.
在旧约也好，在新约也好，
whether it's in the Old or the New Testament,
这一点是没有更改过。
This point has not been changed.
神在旧约的时候是那样重视这个生命的系列。
In the Old Testament, that God is has so much emphasis on this line of service.
我们看过的立位人的侍奉从出生下来满月那一天就开始。
And we have mentioned before, the service of Levi starts from the first month after the baby was born.
然后一直到他们死。
Until the day they die.
他们都在那里设为起义的侍奉的作用。
They're there to have this function of service.
那他凭什么？
So what do they base on?
什么都不凭。
Nothing else.
就是凭他们是立位人。
But just because they are Levites.
为什么他们是立位人？
And why are they Levites?
因为他们是立位的子孙。
Because they are the sons of Levi.
也就是说，
In other words,
那是立位的生命在他们这些人的身上一直的绵延下去。
Is the life of Levi continuing them?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那这是我们这最简单最简单的来看到的。
And this is to look at it in the simplest way.
你若是不是立位人的话，你完全不能碰侍奉神的事。
If you were not a Levite, you could not even touch upon the service to the Lord.
我记得有一个乌西亚王。
We remember Brothers and Sisters, the King Uzzah.
他是王。
He's a king.
但是他也想，我也要做祭司的事情。
And he wanted to touch upon the things of the priest.
行不行？
Can he do that?
不行。
He can.
当时在圣殿里头的祭司们就阻挡他。
So the priests in the temple, they try to stop him.
乌西亚王就会想，我是王。
And the king thought that he's a king.
我做什么我都有权柄。
That I have authority to do anything.
我来到神的殿里面去烧香，你们是谁敢阻挡我？
I'm here to burn incense to the Lord in his temple. Who could stop me?
但是当时的祭司，他们很会站自己的地位。
But the priests at that time, they stand firm in the position.
他们明明地告诉他说，
They told him very clearly.
王啊，
King,
烧香的事不是你的。
It's not for you to burn the incense.
你不能做这一个。
You cannot do this.
乌西亚王不服气。
And the king who
他自己要去烧。
He's not happy about it. He wanted to burn the incense.
当他在那里点香的时候。
But when he burned the incense,
马上神就让他从额上就发出大麻风来。
Immediately, God gave him leprosy.
那以后他就隐藏在幕后了。他儿子约坦就实际接了他的王位。
So after that, he would just hide away, and his son became the king.
那说弟兄说，你看到在旧约的日子里边，神也是非常严格的在那里指明这一个生命的服事的事实。
So brothers, you can see in the Old Testament that God has very clearly pointed out that service is based on life.
那么在新约呢？
What about in the New Testament?
那这个就更清楚了。
It's also even more clear.
新约每一个蒙恩的神的儿女们，神都给他们一个祭司的那个职分。
In the New Testament, all the children of God, God has given them the priesthood.
为什么神要给一个祭司的职分呢？
And why would God give them the ministry of the priesthood? Because God wants them to serve.
所以他们必须是是祭司。
So they have to be the priest.
但在新约里头怎么做祭司呢？
But in the New Testament, how could you be a priest?
因为在新约里头不再是根据亚伦的那个系列来接上祭司的那一个位分。
Because in the New Testament it's no longer under the system of Aaron that you become a priest.
乃是按照生命的无穷的生命的大能来接上。
But it's based on the unlimited power of life.
这个无穷生命的大能就是从主自己的生命里头来发流出来的。
And this power or this unlimited power of life is from our Lord's life.
所有接受主生命的人, 他们都该在神面前有侍奉的一份。
So all those who have received the Lord's life, they should have a portion to serve.
在资格上面是没有难处的。
And they have the conditions, there's no problem.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
但是等到你具体实际侍奉的时候呢?
But when it comes to you actually serving,
那你也必就也必须按照生命的分量到什么地步就服侍到什么地步。
And it has to be according to the portion of life, whatever stage your life is that you serve.
你不能越过你的所事。
You cannot go beyond what you are.
你是怎样, 你的侍奉就是怎样。
However you are, your service will be.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那当神在带领侍奉的事情上面,
When God was there to lead the service,
很明显的就给我们看到那个侍奉就是那个生命就是那个侍奉的依据。
Very clearly, He lets us see life is the basis of service.
那既然生命是侍奉的依据,
So if life is the basis of service,
所以那个生命的系统,
Then the system of life,
或者是生命的那个源头,
or the origin of life,
就一定要很清楚,
and it has to be very clear.
这就是这里, 为什么数点到立位支派的时候, 就是亚伦生, 利未的儿子是格顺是哥辖是米拉利哥辖的儿子是暗兰以斯哈西伯伦乌谢暗兰的儿子是亚伦摩西还有女儿米还有米利亚一直往上算他不是只是算那一个大祭司的系列。
So which is to explain why that when it comes to accounting of the tribe of Levi has to be very detailed and tells who are the sons of Levi and Kohath and Amram. So it's not just limited to the system of the high priest, but all the descendants, they are counted. And more meaningful, when it comes to some very special events, it will go back and count again. And I'll point it to brothers and sisters later on.
现在先不看这些。
So right now we'll
skip over this. 我们现在肯定了那一个生命的服侍是根据生命的这一个点。
So we have to first confirm this point of service is based on life.
许多人以为说, oh, 有才干有能力就是一个侍奉的材料。
A lot of people would say that if you have the capable, if you have the ability, then you can serve.
我们不敢说那不是材料。
We would not say that these people are not the material.
但是他必须要有一个根据。
But they have to have a basis.
那个根据就是生命。
Which is life.
如果没有生命的话,
if you don't have life,
如果生命是不丰富的话,
if your life is not abundant,
他虽然有才干, 他虽然有能力,
even though he has ability and he's capable,
他所能带出来的就可能是一些事业上的成功。
What he can bring forth is could be just some success in works.
但是却不是神所要的见证。
But it's not the testimony that God wants.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常严肃的事情。
And brothers and sisters, this is a very solemn matter.
你说那凭生命来侍奉神,
and you say that it's from by based on life to serve God.
那就什么都不管了。
Then you don't have to pay attention to anything else.
弟兄姊妹们，这因为是凭生命，所以要让神管得更严格。
But just because it's based on life, that God's discipline is more severe.
但是虽然是管得很严格。
Even though the discipline is severe,
但是呢,
but
神的怜悯又加倍的显明,
God's mercy is manifested even more.
虽然是有一些人不合条件,
even though there's some people who is not qualified,
但是神的怜悯总是盼望能把他们恢复到有条件。
But God's mercy is to revive them to a point that they can be qualified.
那这又给我们看到。
And this lets us see.
神的怜悯是我诗歌，我们 是不是有一首我们常唱的伯比常唱的一首诗，诗里面不是有这两句话吗？
The, in a hymn that we sing in Breaking, it says that God's mercy
is our hymn.
Oh, it's our hymn. God's mercy is our hymn.
我们感谢我们的主，事实就是这样。
We thank our Lord and it is a fact.
那现在我们弟兄姊妹来注意，注意几个人物就够了。
Let's look at some people.
在整个利未的支派的数点的里边。
In the entire counting of the tribe of Levi,
首先第一件事情我让你弟兄姊妹来知道的
the first thing I like brothers and sisters to
know 就是说到大祭司
which is to talk about the high priest
是说到从亚伦下来的一个下来的
from all those that's from Aaron
那他一大堆的人我们就 不管他不看他了
we won't look into all those people
但是你晓得这个是亚伦的后代
But we know that these are the descendants of Aaron.
不单是利未的后代，并且是亚伦的后代。
It's not just the descendants of Levi, but it's descendants of Aaron.
那这是都是做大祭司的人。
And these are all high priests.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，你注意十五节。
Let's just take note of verse 15.
当耶和华借尼布甲尼撒的手掳掠犹大和耶路撒冷人的时候。这约撒达也被掳去。
Jehoshadak was deported when the Lord sent Judah and Jerusalem into exile by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar.
这个约撒达是谁？
Who's this Jehoshadak?
西底家做王的时候的大祭司。
He is the high priest when Zedekiah was king.
也就是犹大被掳的时候的那个大祭司。
Which is also when Judah was sent to exile, he's the high priest.
你说怎么大祭司都给掳去啊？
And you say that even the high priest was sent to exile?
弟兄姊妹们，这就是神的严厉。
Francis, this is the severeness of God.
没有因为他是大祭司。
Not because he's the high priest.
神对别人严格，对他就网开一面。
That God would be severe to others but lenient to him.
没有。
It's not like that.
一视同仁。
It's the same for everybody.
不单是一视同仁。
Not only is the same for everybody.
严格说起来。
To put it more straightly.
要追究他呢，比较追究西底家王还严重。
That God would pursue after him more severely compared to pursuing after the king.
不过因为犹大当时被掳。
But because Judah was sent to exile that time.
政治的问题是比较突出。
That is more significant political wise.
但是政治的问题突出的背后，却是他们。远离背弃了神。
But behind all this is because they have departed from the Lord.
那为什么背弃了神呢？
And why would they depart from the Lord?
你不能不说那是大祭司的失职。
You cannot but to say this is the high priest, he's not doing his job.
他既然在神面前是一个失职的人。
If he's not doing his job before the Lord.
神的管教在他身上也没有。因着他是大祭司，所以就让他轻轻的过去。
That God would not let him go easily just because he's a priest.
我们注意的第一件事情。
That's the first thing we need to take note of.
第二件事情。
And the second thing?
那弟兄姊妹注意二十二节。
Let's look at verse 22.
那是利未的儿子。
This is Levi's son.
歌侠。
Kohath.
歌侠的儿子是亚米拿达，亚米拿达的儿子是可拉。
And it says, Aminadab his son and Korah his son.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这里了。
My sisters, when you look at here.
可拉是谁
？Who's Korah?
可拉就是那个可拉党啊。
Korah is the Korah, the group.
就是民数记里面所说的那个可拉。
Is recorded in the book of Numbers.
他是谁
？Who is he?
他是歌侠的孙子。
He is the grandson of Kohath.
是利未的大孙子的曾孙子。
He's the great grandson of Levi.
你看那个关系还是很近的。
It's a very close relationship.
只是利未的第四代而已。
It's the fourth generation of Levi.
那 可拉的那件事情严重不严重
？So the matter about Korah is a very is it
非常的严重
？It's very serious.
他是在那里顶撞神，顶撞神的安排。
He's there to oppose God and oppose God's arrangement.
顶撞神的权柄。
And oppose His authority.
那结果呢
？And as a result,
实际上地开了口，把他们活活的。
That God split up the earth and then they went into Hades.
尤其是我们读民数记的时候
Especially when we read the book of Numbers,
我们很容易有一个误解在那里
We can easily have this misunderstanding.
因为那里就说的神就把可拉和他所有的都活活的活活的那个陷到地里
That because there it says thatThe Korah and his gang, his people, they were taken alive. When we thought that everything about Korah has finished. But if we look at it carefully, when it says what belongs to Korah, it's those who follow him. Those who did not follow Korah.
神并没有那样不分青红皂白的一股脑就把它弄掉。
That God did not finish them altogether.
现在我们来留意了。
So now let's take notes.
留意什么呢
？And what are we going to look at?
头一个要留意的。
The first thing we need to take note of.
我们是问一个问题就好了。
Well, we need to raise this question.
可拉。是哥撒的后代。
Korah is the descendant of Gershom.
那撒母耳是谁的后代
？And Samuel, whose descendant is he?
平常我们如果不是细细读历代志的话，你心思上面绝对没有会想到撒母耳的祖宗是谁。
If we don't look at the book of Chronicles in detail, that we would not think of who's the fathers of Samuel.
那弟兄姊妹，你读下去。
But if we continue on,
你很清楚就看到。
Very clearly, we can see.
撒母耳是可拉的后代。
Samuel is the descendant of Korah. Kohath.
你说怎么可能呢
？And you say, how could it be possible?
可拉这样可讨厌。
Korah, he is so bad.
怎么他的后代里面会有一个撒母耳呢
？And how could his descendants include Samuel?
神怎么会在他后代里头兴起另外一个人和他完全不一样的呢
？How could God raise up someone in his descendants that's completely different from him?
弟兄姊妹，不只是这样。
Not only this, brothers and sisters.
在撒母耳的身上，你还看见稀奇的事。
You can see other amazing things in Samuel.
我们读撒母耳记的时候
When we read the book of Samuel.
你没有注意到他是可拉的后代。
That you would not see that he's a descendant of Korah.
但是你却注意到撒母耳的两个儿子都是坏蛋。
That you can see the two sons of Samuel, they are all bad.
你说撒母耳这两个儿子都是坏蛋。
He said the two sons of Samuel, they are both bad.
那撒母耳的一世的英名都给他们俩搞掉了。
So all those good things that Samuel has done would be put into vain by them.
好，但是弟兄姊妹真有意思。
But brothers and sisters, very interesting.
你留意。
Let's take note.
33节。
Verse 33.
攻击的人和他们的子孙记在下面。歌侠的子孙中有歌唱的希曼。希曼是谁呢？希曼是约尔的儿子。约尔是撒母耳的儿子。撒母耳是以利加拿的儿子。以利加拿是耶罗汉的儿子。我不念下去了，弟兄姊妹，我刚才说，当做到一些事的时候，神又倒过来从另一个方向来数点他们的祖宗，就是这个地方。
So we read from verse 33 to 34 that I would not go into details, but as I mentioned before, when something happens, that the counting of God would just go go back and return and count again.
你从可拉算到有个撒母耳。
When you count from Korah to Samuel,
你从西曼就往上去算，就又算回到可拉。
And when you count from Heman and go back, it will go back to Korah.
还有。
Also,
就是我们读诗篇的时候。
When we read the book of Psalms.
我们不是看到有好多好多个诗篇是可拉的后裔的诗篇吗？
Don't we see that there are a lot of Psalms are written by the descendants of Korah?
我们把这些都集合在一起的时候，你就看到一件事情。
And when if we put all these together, we'll see this one thing.
什么事情？
And what is this?
你说，一个侍奉神的人在神面前蒙纪念，是因为他有那个本领，还是因为他神有够多的怜悯？
So would you say someone who served the Lord remembered by the Lord, is it because of his ability or is it because of God's mercy?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他永远是用着怜悯来向着我们。
Forever he showed his mercy toward us.
而我们可能在神面前走歪了路。
We could go astray before the Lord.
但什么时候我们的心向神一转回。
But whenever we turn our heart back to God.
神的怜悯就大大的在我们身上发出来。
That his mercy will express in us.
而我们实在感谢我们的主。
Indeed we thank our Lord.
还不止这样。
It's not only this.
你再看到三十九节。
When you read verse 39,
三十九节是西曼的族兄亚撒是比利家的儿子。
And Haman's associate Asaph, who served at his right hand,
是西曼的族兄。
That his associate of
这里面又很详细在给他数的很多。
And now it doesn't go into detail anymore.
但是也已经给我们看到。在可拉的后代里边，与西曼同时有另外一个，也是在神的面前，用着歌唱，用着诗歌来侍奉敬拜神。
But let us see that among the descendants of Korah, besides Heman, that's another person who's serving by singing and music.
哎呀，我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我不敢说这个利未支派的。数点是特别又为了突出可拉的后代。
I dare not to say that the counting of the tribe of Levi is to make Korah outstanding.
但是里头所记载的事情，让我们没有办法不碰到这样的一个事实。
But what's recorded here that let us cannot escape to touch upon this point.
侍奉神是恩典。
To serve the Lord is grace.
侍奉是在神的恩典里边进行的。
Service is within the grace of God.
我们是在感谢赞美我们的主。
Indeed, we thank and praise our Lord.
那特别你要留意到。
And also, you need to pay special attention to it.
另外在支派的数点里。
In the counting of the tribe of Levi.
数点呢？数点到其他的一些侍奉神的事物。
When it talks about the other services to the Lord,
轻轻就带过了。
It just touched upon them lightly.
比方说。
For example.
48节。
Verse 48.
他们的族兄弟利未人也被派办神殿中的一切事。
The fellow Levites were assigned to all the other duties of the tabernacle.
那就轻轻把整个利未人的服事的的内容带过了。
And it just touched upon lightly the context of the service of the Levites.
唯独在神面前歌唱的这批利未人，他们的侍奉的资格和他们的源头，就记载的特别的详细。
But it has very detailed mentioning of those who serve in singing, the qualification and the origin of the service.
这给我们看到一个什么事情
？So what does it let us see？
弟兄姊妹们，这就把我们带到神所等候的那一个侍奉
，which is the service that God is waiting for。
等候什么侍奉呢
What is the service he's waiting for?
等候地上向神有一个完全的赞美。
Is waiting for on earth the complete perfect praises to God.
哦，在神的面前侍奉。
And to serve before God.
工作是需要的。
We need the work.
但是侍奉的高点不在工作。
But the climax of the service is not on the work.
侍奉的高点是在赞美。
The climax is to the praises.
那现什么叫做赞美呢？
So what is praise?
然后现在我们也看到很多的团体。
Nowadays we can see a lot of organizations.
他们也高喊敬拜，高喊赞美。
That they proclaim praises, they proclaim worship.
原谅我。
Forgive me.
我看他们所表达出来的跟敬拜跟赞美完全沾不到边。
What they express has nothing to do with worship and praises.
因为你看到他们的所谓敬拜和赞美完全在那里讲人。
Because the so-called worship and praises is about men.
完全是在那里背诵圣经吧。
They're just there to recite the Bible.
这是说的好听一点的。
This is to put it nicely.
完全是在那里肯定人的所作。
They are there to confirm the work of men.
那弟兄姊妹，一个真正的赞美是什么？
My sisters, what is a true praise?
而一个真正的赞美乃是承认神是配。
The true praise is to acknowledge that God is worthy.
没有人的成分加进去。
That has nothing to do with men.
完完全全在那里是承认神是配。
Is to completely acknowledge that God is worthy.
弟兄姊妹们，你记得我们的主在地上的时候，不是一次过十个长大麻风的吗？
Do you still remember when our Lord was on earth, one time he healed 10 people with leprosy.
他们到圣殿里面得了洁净以后。
And after they were cleansed in the temple.
九个就回家去了，只有一个找着主。
9 returned home and only one
went
to the Lord.
感谢主，在那里敬拜。
And to praise the Lord and to worship him.
弟兄姊妹，你不要轻看那件事。
My sisters, do not look at it lightly.
好多年前我跟弟兄姊妹交通过了。
Many years ago, I had fellowship with brothers and sisters.
这个人要找主，也真是很不容易。
For this man to find the Lord is not easy.
他们在耶利在，如果我没记错，他们是在耶利哥那里碰到主。
If I remember correctly, he was there to meet the Lord in Jericho.
就说你们到圣殿那边去找祭司。
And the Lord told them to go to the temple to find.
他们就上耶路撒冷。
So they went to Jerusalem.
耶利哥距离耶路撒冷当然也不能说是太远，但是你用两条腿走路的话，也有相当的路程给你走。
The distance between Jericho and Jerusalem is not too far, but if you need to walk, it's quite a distance.
到了耶路撒冷。
And after they arrived to Jerusalem.
等七天。
After 7 days.
祭司查看过了。
After the priest examined them.
差不多。
And say it's okay.
可以。
You okay?
献祭吧。
Then you can offer your sacrifice.
献祭的事情一弄，最低限都弄掉了一天了。
And then the offerings will take up one day.
那就是他们到耶路撒冷就已经起码要八天后，他才能回头找耶稣。
So that is to say, it would be at least 8 days after they arrive at Jerusalem that he could find the Lord.
我们的主是天，湖里有洞，天上的飞鸟有窝的，你上哪去找他？
And our Lord is the one who does not have a fixed place to stay.
主并不是固定在一个地方等着你来找。
That he's not at a fixed place for you to come and find him.
说弟兄姊妹，你看到这个去回头去找主的人，他是付了多少的代价？
So you can see this man that went back to seek the Lord, he has to pay a price.
那结果他找到了。
But then at the end he found him.
就引起主很多的话。
And it brings forth a lot of words from the Lord.
但是有一件主说的其中一个话是很叫我们心里面是给刺一下的。
That something that the Lord said have pierced us.
得洁净的不是十个吗？
Isn't it 10 that are cleansed?
只有你一个人回来归荣耀给神啊。
But only you are here to return to give glory to God. Where did the other nine go?
弟兄姊妹，你留意，主说，只有你一个回来。
Verses 5, note the Lord said that you're the only one who returned to give glory to God.
你回来，那在这里承认神是该得荣耀。
Which is to say you're here to acknowledge that God's worthy of glory.
神配得的。
That God's worthy.
然后你留意,
and then let's take note.
启示录天上的那敬拜,
in the book of Revelation, the worship in the heavens.
神宝座前的敬拜也好,
no matter is the worship before the throne of God,
不管是围绕着羔羊来敬拜也好,
or the worship surrounding the Lamb,
我们都看到那个敬拜里面有一个重点,
we can see there's a focus within the worship.
在宝座前的敬拜就是, 神是配,
the worship before the throne is to say that God is
worthy. 在围绕羔羊的敬拜里面是, 羔羊是配,
the worship surrounding the Lamb is to say the Lamb is worthy.
一直是说出那个配的事实,
it just brings forth this fact of worthiness.
而不是在那里敲锣打鼓高兴，这让我就叫做敬拜,
but it's not to say there's making a lot of noise as worship,
就叫做赞美,
and it's to say this praise.
弟兄姊妹，完全不是那样,
it's not like that.
如果我们真是好好的留意天上的那个敬拜,
if we pay careful attention to the heavenly worship,
我也跟弟兄姊妹提过了,
that I've mentioned to brothers and sisters before,
他们所有的敬拜都是从心里头出来的,
all the worship is from the heart,
他们有乐器,
they have the musical instruments,
但是那个乐器都搁在一旁,
but the musical instruments are put aside,
没有用得着的,
they do not use them.
弟兄姊妹就说你怎么知道?
Brothers and sisters, you say, how would you know?
他们都拿着心情,
that they have the heart.
所以那个心情当然是在那里使用的,
then they, for sure they would use the heart.
我不敢说那个精神不给使用,
I dare not to say they're not using them.
但是在敬拜的时候, 那个情就没有使用,
but then while they're worshipping, they did not use the heart.
你怎么知道?
And you say, how would you know?
弟兄姊妹你看看, 你看看就晓得,
but sisters, if you look at it, you know.
那些到神面前来的人,
those who come before the Lord,
是长老也好, 是活物也好, what, 我不知道,似乎没有提,
whether it's the elders or the four living creatures,
是那些到神面前来的人也好,
or those who, or the people who come before the Lord,
你绝对不会想象那些人有两个手以外还有许多的手,
you wouldn't imagine that they have more than two hands.
他们跟我们一样,
they are the same as us, they only have two hands.
弟兄姊妹,
my sisters, if you pay attention to this,
他们一个手拿着琴,
if they have one hand to hold
the harp,
and the other hand hold the incense burn, how could they play the instrument?
弟兄姊妹,
it's very simple, brothers and sisters.
动动脑筋,
if you think about it, you'll see
it.
What would God want?
神要的是从心, 人心里面发出的那一个承认神是配,
what God wants is from the heart of man, that to acknowledge he is worthy.
这个是神所要的赞美,
this is the praise that God wants.
你现在在这里看利未人, 他们, 神数点他们的时候, 特别是数点那几个带领进, 唱诗歌的人,
and here when we look at the Levites, that God is counting especially those who are leading the hymns.
那当然他们那个时候唱的诗歌, 那就是诗篇了,
so at that time the hymns they sing as the psalms.
那弟兄姊妹你去把诗篇, 从第一篇翻到150篇,
if you go from the first psalm to the 155th
psalm,
you can see that there's something special.
所有的内容都是向着神去的,
all the context is toward God.
甚少甚少, 甚至是没有向着人去的,
it's very little to the point that's none is toward men.
弟兄姊妹当我们发现 这一个点的时候,
and brothers and sisters, when we discover this point,
而我们就了解到了,
then we'll understand
为什么侍奉是根据生命,
why is that worship or service is based on life.
弟兄姊妹们, 生命稍微短缺一点,
if there's any lacking in life,
我们的赞美敬拜就很受亏损, 捆绑和限制。
Then there will be much limitation or bondage to our worship and
praises. 撇开这个敬拜和赞美。
If we put the service and praises aside.
就说的是工作上的侍奉嘛。
Or we can say it's just the service in our works.
就是有工作的侍奉嘛，包括一般的事物和那个属灵的事物。
It's the service and work, including all these spiritual matters or
弟兄姊妹，你都看到的。
Ordinary matter that
如果不是从生命里面出来的
，if it's not from life，
你可以侍奉半年
，you can serve for half a year，
或者一年
，or a year，
或者再多一点
，or a little longer。
但是在这一年半年，或者再多一点的时间里面，把你的热情的消耗掉的时候。
But after your enthusiasm has diminished after this year and a half,
你就感觉侍奉是一个重担。
Then you feel that this service is a burden.
你一碰，你说，哎呀，不要，不要，不要叫我侍奉，我这侍奉我是背重担。
Then you say that don't ask me to serve because it's a great burden to me.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为那些侍奉不是从生命里边出来。
Because that service is not from life.
如果从生命里边出来的。
If it's from life.
那个生命要在我们里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。
This life would be a fountain that would go into eternity.
你怎么可能会给用完了呢
？And it would not diminish.
如果能给用完了，一定是用你自己的力气。
If it can come to an end, that means you're counting on your own strength. That counting on what you have.
人所有的是有限。
So what man has.
是到了一定的时间，那就报销了。
So after a period of time, that it would go away.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看到
，My sisters, we can see，
神在他的工作日记的里边记录下来一些个事情。
That in the journals of God's work that He has recorded some matters。
表面上看来，就好像今天天晨我看见了什么某人，他带了一个什么口信来，说了一些什么，表面上好像是这个。
On the surface, it's like today is a nice day and someone came and got me a message. But if you go deeper,
那个人带个口什么口信来？
What kind of message did that person bring?
哪里没有写下来？
That it did not record in here.
但是重要的是那个口信是什么？
But what's important is what the message is about.
我们读这个历代志也就是如此。
So it's the same when we read the book of the Chronicles.
神是记住当时那个情形是这样，表面的。
That God is recording what happened then is on the surface. That's what we can see.
但是眼睛看不见的那个部分呢？
But the part that we cannot see with our eyes.
神并没有把它隐藏起来。
That God did not hide them.
不过神是把它放在其中。
But God has put them in there.
我们里面的眼睛明亮，我们就看见了。
So if our inner eyes are enlightened, then we could see.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那这也给我们留意到为什么。保罗为着教会祷告是求那么一件事。
So this also let us see when Paul prays for the church, he asks for one thing.
求主把那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
That he asks the Lord to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
照明我们心中的眼睛。
To enlighten our inner eyes.
让我们可以知道。
So that we can know.
许多神要我们知道的事。
The many things that God wishes to know.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
历代志里边就给我们看到一些具体的事情。
So in the book of Chronicles, it lets us see many concrete matters.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然历代志历史本身与我们没有关系。
Even though the history in the book of Chronicles has nothing to do with
that. 但是历史里边所带出的那个属灵。的启示或者说原则
，But the spiritual revelation of the principles that's brought forth
与我们还是有直接的关系。
And they have direct relationship with us.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have grace on us.
让我们从一些枯燥的文字的里边享用到神荣耀的丰富。
And from these boring words that we can see or enjoy the abundance of God's grace.
我想今天晚上我们。就暂时交通到这里。
And we'll stop here this evening.